Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan border bill appears dead before it even hits the House or the Senate, which means no clear path ahead for Ukraine war funding. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pressing ahead with a diplomatic tour of the Middle East, meeting with Egyptian leaders as a part of his efforts to secure an Israel-Hamas ceasefire. King Charles's cancer treatment has begun. ABC's Lama Hassan is at Buckingham Palace.
The palace is being very transparent with many more details than what we have seen in the past, in past statements, especially when it comes to the health of the royal family, and we think that is the king's style. Now, as for his duties, well, he will be cutting back. He will stand back from what the Buckingham Palace statement said are public-facing duties for now, but he will carry on with the state business and official paperwork as usual.
The palace will not say what kind of cancer the king has been diagnosed with. Heavy downpours continuing in California, courtesy of an atmospheric river. It's pounding the state. This is ABC News. It's primary day in Nevada, but the vote will only really count for Democrats. The state GOP has organized caucuses later this week, which are expected to favor former President Donald Trump, and Republicans say it's the caucuses that they'll use to choose convention delegates. Back to work this morning for the jury, deciding the fate of whether the mother of a school shooter should go to prison.
Six men and six women are weighing whether Jennifer Crumbly is responsible in the 2021 Oxford High School shooting. She's pleaded not guilty to four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Several jurors are parents. Several are gun owners. The jury asking the judge two questions, one centered on the burden of proof needed to convict, the other about what they can infer after the shooter did not take the stand.
ABC's Trevor Ault, who's covering the trial in Pontiac, Michigan. Men's basketball team at Dartmouth scoring big off the court. National Labor Relations Board clearing the way for the team to hold a vote on whether to unionize. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get your home ready for big game get-togethers. Now, during Menards Super Sale, save big on party supplies, including folding tables and chairs, grills, slow cookers, party cups, plates, tableware, and trash bags, plus super deals on food and beverages. Choose from assorted varieties of lots of matzo pizzas, two for just $11. Assorted flavors of 16-ounce Snapple just $4.99 for a six-pack. Score big savings now during Menards Super Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The average price of gas in Wisconsin has gone up by a little more than a nickel since last week. Gas Buddy's weekly report says the statewide average of a gallon of regular fuel is about $2.78. It was about $2.73 last week. Prices may dip a bit as refineries unload their stocks of winter blends before the cost goes back up again. President Biden has some competition for Wisconsin Democratic primary voters in April. The state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to be on the ballot. Phillips says democracy works best when voters have choices.
I believe democracy requires competition. It makes everything better. American voters deserve choices. 70% of American voters don't want Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
Phillips on Upfront on WYSN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 17th at 10 a.m., the Price County Chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow invites you to a special event at the Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips on Highway F. Mike Arrowwood, State Director of Walleyes for Tomorrow, will speak on the ins and outs of starting a fish hatchery on your lake. You will learn the steps you need to take, the permits you need to obtain, and the training needed to be successful. Again, that is February 17th at 10 a.m. at the Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Ann Schulke, age 84, of Glidden, went to her heavenly home on Wednesday, January 31st, with her loving family by her side. Carol is survived by her sons, Randy, Gregory, and Kevin. survived also by three grandchildren, further survived by three great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Dennis Shuck of Glidden, and by an aunt, Marion Tim of Park Falls, and by many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, February 8th, at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden, with Reverend Kenneth Lehners officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 9 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Ann Schulke, age 84, Glidden. Eldon Alvin Geisness, 83, of Lugerville, passed away peacefully on February 4th at Park Manor Nursing Home, River's Edge in Park Falls. Eldon is survived by his sisters, Pat Jensen, Gay Christensen, and June Pohl. He is also survived by many nieces and nephews. At Eldon's request, there will be a private family burial on Tuesday, February 6th. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family with private burial. This has been the funeral notice for Eldon Alvin Geisness, 83, of Lugerville. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Visit Bader Sports Center for all your ice fishing needs. Stock up on live bait and grab some Stormy Cromer apparel for the entire family. Check out great deals on compound bows and save on last year model crossbows. Try before you buy in their in-store archery range. Explore custom-built burnt elk decor and unique metal art along with Jackson Louis Candies, Deer Creek Angus, and more. Inside Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, next to Pick and Save. Open Saturday until 6 and Sundays from 8 to 1. Visit their Facebook for more.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clements.
On the local sports scene, the Butternut Girls, they traveled to Washburn for a conference matchup last night. Cold shooting and some poor first half passing that saw the Midgets trail 25-24 at half as Cassie Clarimbeau scored 13 of her 17 points, hitting three first half three-pointers for Washburn. Both offenses got going, though, in the second half. And Maddie Ludwig scored 16 of her team-high 20 in the half to keep the Washburn Castle Guards close. But Jersey Polinchek, she scored 19 of her game-high 27 in the second half. And Caitlin Bebo added 17 more and 7 rebounds. And the Midgets got a lead and hit their free throws down the stretch. And they get the 64-55 win at Washburn last night. The Polinchek also had 8 assists in that game and 9 rebounds. Kendra Pritzel with 16 points and 6 rebounds. Butternut goes to 11-4 now in the conference, 15-5 overall. And they will host Bayfield coming up on Thursday and then Drummond on Friday. Other girls' action from yesterday. Mellon topped Bayfield's 56-23. The Prentice girls get a win over Northland Lutheran 59-39. Abbotsford topped the Rib Lake girls 51-32. Lakeland, they roll over Mosinee 70-47. Rhinelander, they top Medford 57-53. And Tomahawk girls get a win over Tri-County 50-34. On the boys' side, Rib Lake and Shawamigan playing last night in a makeup game from earlier in the year. And the Rib Lake boys get the 68-57 win. Cooper Mikulski with 23 and A.J. Morgan 15 for Shawamigan. But the Rib Lake boys get the victory, 68-57. Winter over Prairie Farm, 90-61. The Phillips boys top Gilman at Gilman, 71-25. The Prentice boys defeating Northland Lutheran 89-47, and Tri-County defeating the Tomahawk girls 77-65. But in a middle school Lady Midget volleyball team, they traveled to Hurley last night. The B and C teams combined. They lost their match. The A team lost 26-28, then won 20-15 and won 25-15 as Gianna Nearing had a very strong night for the Butternut Middle School girls volleyball team last night. On the schedule tonight, it were to have boys basketball, Florence and Shawamigan, but that game has been postponed. So girls basketball, the lone schedule for Shawamigan tonight. They will travel to Athens for a varsity contest only tonight. In other action around the area, the Butternut boys basketball team, they will be hosting South Shore in a contest tonight. Meanwhile, the in other action around the area, you've got the Phillips girls basketball team. They will play host to Abbotsford in a contest tonight. We mentioned the Shawamigan girls at Athens in a varsity-only contest tonight. And the Lakeland T-Bird girls basketball team will host Tomahawk. The Lakeland boys basketball team will be at Tomahawk. And the Lakeland boys hockey team also in action tonight at 7. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
That's a good one. I seem to stay in a lot of hotels that have the indoor swimming pool. You can always tell a hotel has an indoor pool because their lobby will smell like a bucket of bleach. Do you guys have an indoor pool, or did someone just clean up a murder scene? Because my eyes are bleeding. And case you all hit the indoor pool. That's always relaxing, right?
Until anyone else shows up.
Because then you're just in a gigantic tub, essentially in your underwear, with some stranger lurking there. The polite thing to do is ignore the other person. Because there's nothing you can say at that point that doesn't sound creepy. You can't be like, hey, hop in! What room are you staying in? I didn't shower before I got in here. Kind of count this as a bath. Sometimes they have lounge chairs, yeah. Who's lounging around an indoor pool?
After this chemical bath, what do you say we grab some fluorescent light?
Breathe in some poisonous fumes, towel off with a dish rag. Think about it. Maybe I'll buy you a drink from the vending machine. You don't have $8 and quarters on you, do you? Whatever a stranger's doing in the hotel pool is immediately annoying, right? Like that guy that swims laps, aren't you? I was like, settle down, spazzo. You're at the Ramada, not the Olympics.
Here we go. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. Count.
It's Nate Smith.
He set my world on fire.
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
Just the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
Kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you
the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need. Home, and nothing that I don't. Home, everything I need. Home, and nothing that I don't. Homegrown.
Homegrown at 98Q Country. 29 past 7. Good Tuesday to you. Another mild day today. Temperatures remain in the 40s today, tomorrow, Thursday. And some snow likely. They're telling us Friday night, Saturday morning, we could get 2 to 4 inches of snow. Possibility. And that would be a major snow event for us for this year. No doubt about it. Well, sad news this morning is that country music legend Toby Keith has passed away. According to a statement on his official website, 18 months ago, Toby informed followers that his stomach cancer treatment included chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Last September, Keith was awarded the Country Music Icon Award at the People's Choice Country Awards. So Toby Keith passing yesterday at the age of 62 will continue to blend in some Toby Keith songs. I was going through the list of Toby Keith songs, and it's just, it doesn't get any bigger. When you look at the list of songs that he has had over his career, which has spanned, 30 plus years? Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, As Good as I Once Was, Red Solo Cup. And we played I Love This Bar a little bit earlier. How Do You Like Me Now? American Soldier. Beer for My Horses, he did with Willie, one of my favorites. Want to Talk About Me. Made in America. A Little Less Talk, A Lot More Action. Who's Your Daddy? That's always a good one. Trailer Hood, that's one of my favorites, the Trailer Hood. I'm Just Talking About Tonight. And those are just some of the ones that I picked out from the list of songs that were some of my favorites. But Toby Keith, just a staple of country music. He kept the traditional sound, but also incorporated the newer sound of country music that moved in the late 90s and 2000s. And you could just sit there. You can imagine Spotify is going to be going crazy today, and Pandora. People just Toby Keith overloading today in appreciation of his music. And he was just one of those, I don't want to go on Wiki. I don't want to know about the personal life because, you know, he lived a little tumbly life once in a while here and there. But it's just, I never had a chance to meet him at concerts like I have some other country artists. But I know several people I've worked with radio, and they just say, when you meet Toby Keith, you just feel like you're at a family reunion and you just met your uncle, you know, that just is just a nice guy. And we lose Toby Keith at the age of 62 today. All right. What else we got today? Yesterday, I put the old kibosh on. I was talking yesterday about Patrick Mahomes and the fact that his dad is Pat Mahomes, who was a Minnesota Twins pitcher. And Patrick Mahomes was actually conceived and born while his dad, Pat Mahomes, was pitching for the Minnesota Twins back in 1995. I did all that yesterday, all that without any idea that Pat Mahomes yesterday would get picked up for his third driving under the influence. There you go. That away, Joel. A little retroactive curse for... Jeez. He was driving down the road with a 16-ounce can of Coors Light open in his car, apparently, And when he was pulled over, the police officer, I guess, paraphrasing, said, "Have you been drinking?" And he said, "I've had a few beers." So his third DUI for Patrick Mahomes' dad. I don't know whether they still talk it along. I don't know any of that. It looked like they still do. And Patrick Mahomes handled it the way you handle it at a press conference yesterday when he just said, it's a family matter and we'll deal with it like that. So there you have it. I mention it, and it's got a link to one of my teams, and it just goes up in flames, baby. Bader Sports Center, you go a little ice fishing, whatever you got going on. It's getting tougher to be out anywhere on those lakes. Careful out there. But you know we're going to get cold weather, all that stuff. How about the Stormy Cromer stuff? You got people on your birthday list or special event, stop into Bader Sports Center. Check out the complete apparel of Stormy Cromer apparel at Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 next to Pick and Save and Phillips. Big fundraiser tomorrow. I'd like to have you support this. It's very easy. It's takeout orders only. What you do is you go on down to Country Cafe tomorrow between 4 and 7, and they'll get you some chicken dumpling soup or some chili. They've got a hearty sandwich to go with that and a homemade Kit Kat bar, all for $8. And it's to go. So you swing in there from 4 to 7 tomorrow. That's going to benefit the Furnace fundraiser. They're putting some money into their furnace there at St. Francis of Assisi in Fifield. And that is happening tomorrow. So swing out. Let's overwhelm them. Let's get them overwhelmed and make that a great fundraiser tomorrow. Country Cafe, Fifield, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan border bill appears dead before it even hits the House or the Senate, which means no clear path ahead for Ukraine war funding. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pressing ahead with a diplomatic tour of the Middle East, meeting with Egyptian leaders as a part of his efforts to secure an Israel-Hamas ceasefire. King Charles's cancer treatment has begun. ABC's Lama Hassan is at Buckingham Palace.
The palace is being very transparent with many more details than what we have seen in the past, in past statements, especially when it comes to the health of the royal family, and we think that is the king's style. Now, as for his duties, well, he will be cutting back. He will stand back from what the Buckingham Palace statement said are public-facing duties for now, but he will carry on with the state business and official paperwork as usual.
The palace will not say what kind of cancer the king has been diagnosed with. Heavy downpours continuing in California, courtesy of an atmospheric river. It's pounding the state. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, Cooper Mikulski scored 23, A.J. Morgan with 15, but Rib Lake gets the win over Shawamigan in Merrillwood boys basketball last night. Rib Lake wins at 68-57. Winter over Prairie Farm, 90-61. The Phillips boys, they topped Gilman 71-25. That was at Gilman non-conference. Prentice, another non-conference, they beat Northland Lutheran 89-47. And Tri-County beat the Tomahawk boys last night 77-65.
Celebrate Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. Start with Saturday's 2-for-1 happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. Then sink your teeth into a prime rib dinner cooked just the way you like it up to 9 p.m. On game day Sunday, claim your favorite seat for complimentary snacks and drink specials. We'll see you Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin, next to A&W.
Pre-order your Super Bowl wings by calling 715-339-3456.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of vegetables if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac, kiss my... Yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hit on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you.
Red Solo Cup.
Cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
Here we go now.
Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup,
You're not just a cup.
No.
God, no.
You're my friend.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Country. Life's like a road that you try.
Flats. Remember when that song came out? Cars movie with Larry the Cable Guy doing one of the voices. That was animated movie-wise. Cars, I think, was very good. We got to revisit that. You don't see it. Some movies like that, like Cars and other classic movies, you just don't see them repeating on television at all. And other ones, you're like, oh, that movie again. And somebody has the rights to them, obviously, and they're not going to just throw it out there. But check it out if you haven't. If you've never seen the Cars movies, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. The voices on them with Larry the Cable Guy and others, worth the price of admission, whatever it may be. Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day today. Yogurt, when I was a wee bit lad, get out of my yard. When I was a kid, yogurt was always kind of stigmatized as if you're looking to be healthy, if you're on a diet trying to lose weight. That's kind of what yogurt was back then. Of course, now we've sugared these things up, and it's really, you got to be careful when you get yogurt now because it can be health food, but, you know, we like to do other things to it. So today is a day to celebrate the frozen dessert, frozen yogurt. For those of you who you don't have ice cream, and you're like, all right, I'll have frozen yogurt, all right. Leave me alone, give me some frozen yogurt. My wife and I found, we were at a thrift store last week, was it? And we found one of those classic popsicle makers, you know, the old Tupperware ones. I don't know how you describe it, but basically it's got the little container with the stick, and I'm not doing a very good job of describing it. But it's make your own popsicles, and we always used to make Tang as a kid and pour it in there and stick it in the freezer, and you'd be waiting patiently as a kid, you know, for it to freeze up. So make your own popsicles. Is that a thing of the past now? They've still got them. I think Tupperware or other companies still make those Cuisinart or whatever fancy plastic containers you use. We're a Cool Whip container family myself. 17 million people tuned into the Grammys. That was up 34% from last year. So Grammys did pretty good. So they kind of flipped it a little bit. Yeah, the Swifties, they tune in to the NFL to see Taylor Swift. And now apparently NFL fans have tuned into the Grammys to see if Travis Kelce was there. So I guess everybody scratch each other's back there. A British guy is training to run a marathon. That's not a story, but how about this? A British guy training to run a marathon with a refrigerator strapped to his back. Well, maybe we can talk to our young athlete, our Olympian qualifier to be someday, Kevin Koski, and maybe we can get Kevin to strap a refrigerator to the back of his back and give it a shot, see how that goes. So the guy's going to run. So the guy looks at other people and says, oh, you're running 26 point whatever miles. You know, everybody can do that. Let's put a refrigerator on my back. Let's see if I can impress people by doing that. I guess my question would be is, I mean, if there's, you know, if there's a Busch Light in that refrigerator, then, you know, maybe he'll get people to follow him around. Maybe get a few endorsements out of that. I'm doubting it'll be plugged in. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm saying if he's running a marathon of 26 miles, a refrigerator that's strapped to his back probably won't be plugged in. And NASA scientists say that a region of the moon is shrinking. Did you see the moon this morning? Just a little slivery moon this morning. Those are really cool. I mean, full moons are cool, but just when you get just that little left side slivery, that was pretty cool this morning. So they say the moon is shrinking. brought to you by Ozempic. That's right. Everything going to be sponsored. It's just a matter of time, right? Before we get something like the Batmobile, like the Bat signal into the sky, where somebody's going to say, all right, let's shoot that Ozempic label up on the moon and get that lady dancing around up there.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA, FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent maracas smell amazing. You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Q Country.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars.
air at 98.3.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like.